It's the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 14th of July, 71. It's the beginning of the visit with, I'm setting it up for the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday, the 14th of July, 71. Faye's just gone down, and they're going down that company road where Susanna lives. I don't think that interests Miss Daisy very much. Channel 1 right. Channel 1 right. Channel 1 right. Channel 1 right. And I'm setting it up for the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 14th of July, 71. Channel 1 right. Channel 1 right. And I'm setting it up for the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 14th of July, 71. Channel 1 right. And I'm setting it up for the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 14th of July, 71.
We
really took a trip, didn't we?
We sure did. Good morning.
You all had a trip?
Yes, sir. We would just tell you about it. In between every one of those houses, it was a garden place.
Yes, ma'am.
A big place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, was there a garden in there, too?
No, we ain't seen no garden.
That one place we saw some tomatoes.
Yeah, but you couldn't hardly find them. We hadn't hunted to know it was a garden.
Just grown up?
None grown up.
And what's more, people were just standing around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's something.
Now, that house Odessa lives in, on that, this towards the road, all that belongs to the Richardsons. And they had houses there, and they give you space, leave space like that for your garden between every house. Frank, he stayed there. Joe Taylor, he stayed there. And I don't know who lived in the third house. But they just, I'd say they just let them stay there for accommodation.
Yeah.
Now the first house,
that belonged to the Richards.
But Sherman lived there.
Sherman lived there. You see, he worked for a long, long time. Till he give out. Couldn't work. Well, after he got to where he couldn't work, well, he just lived on there. As long as he was able to stay by himself. So they carried him to the hospital here in Ocala, I don't know how many times. And he stayed in there one time. Well, they find out they couldn't cure him, couldn't do him much good, so they had him to come get him, bring him home. Well, they brought him home. Isaiah, he stayed with him a while, kind of took care of him. At the time, Isaiah was in Henry Harris' house up here by the railroad. Well, Isaiah finally wanted to bring him to his house. The day he stayed a while. They couldn't get along so well. Well, Sherman is hard to deal with, and so is Isaiah. But that was, I think Sherman was Isaiah's uncle, I think. So finally, they all decided they wasn't going to fool him. He had a sister in Clearwater. So they come got him, carried him to Clearwater. With her, they put him in the hospital down there. Well, he stayed in one a while, and I guess they got tired of him. I don't know what happened, but they had to move him, put him in another one, out from Clearwater somewhere down there. So that's where he died, down there. Now, what become of his furniture and stuff, I don't know.
But in his time, Sherman was a pretty good worker.
That's right. Yes, he used housekeeping for himself, cooking, doing everything. Well, but his washing and ironing, well, he'd get first one and then the other to do that for him. Because he didn't want to pay nobody.
Oh, he didn't.
No, the Winnie, she washed fun for a long time. Well, he was up on his feet then, going, working a little bit, so he wouldn't pay her. He was on welfare, getting a check, and he didn't want to pay for his washing, so she just quit. I told him I don't blame him. I say I wouldn't wash for him for nothing neither. I said, what is he going to do with his money? Mm-hmm. I said, that's what they give it to him for, to help him.
So, you know, that's curious. People get like that, Miss Daisy.
They do.
They just get so close with their money, what they're going to do with it.
They just think you just ought to just do for them just because they want you to. Well, what good is your money if it ain't going to...
Well, now, Sherman had a full-time job if he worked
down there.
Sir.
Yes,
and then Batch, too.
Yes, sir.
He didn't have...
Sherman had money, well, now, what become of it? He did.
Yeah.
Now, where is it at?
Yeah.
They all claimed they didn't know where he had it.
Yeah.
I told him, well, it's where he wanted it.
How is Isaiah connected with him?
Hmm? What is it?
Isaiah.
Oh, he doesn't stand it he can be, but he will pay for what you pay you for what you do for him.
I mean, Sherman was his uncle?
Yeah, Sherman was Isaiah's uncle.
Yeah. But now, who was his...
Isaiah's mother was Sherman's sister.
Now, she's not the one down there on the coast.
Mm-mm. Now, they have a brother, Sherman have a brother, live in Gainesville. I don't think it was but two of them living. One died years ago. And But then, up there, he's just off to himself. He don't bother around them, and they don't bother around him. But he up there in Gainesville, and where he is, he's work every day and making his own living. He has a big garden, tomatoes, and okra, and peas, and watermelon, beans, and whatnot. And he work it when he knock off. When he get off his job, he go to his garden and he work it. And what he make in there, he sells it. He sell it right there.
Yeah.
In town, first one place, and then somebody told him one time he had a place there in town, a little shop or something or other, that they bought it. Bought his stuff. But you hardly ever see him. I don't know when I have seen him. Because he don't come down.
Well, he don't have much down here now, does
he? Don't have much down.
Well, maybe that's where Isaiah gets his.
Yeah, I guess so.
Gardening.
Now, there's nobody in Sherman's house. And there's a big garden space.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next house is Joe
Taylor's.
Now we saw him.
Mm-hmm. We met him.
And his family.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all met Joe Taylor?
We went way down in the bushes this morning.
But we saw Joe Taylor walking along.
Mm-hmm. We went most of the railroad back down to there.
Joe Taylor. I haven't run into Joe Taylor.
Do you know him? She said she didn't remember ever seeing him.
I never did.
I never heard of any Joe Taylor.
Well, he used to work for the Richardsons. He worked for him a while, and his health got bad, so he wasn't able to work out there. He's small as he can be.
Oh, is he?
Yes, sir. Well, he had to go to the hospital once or twice, so I don't think he worked anywhere much now. Rightly, he's not able to work much. Well, you know, lots of them thinks Joe is crazy.
Oh.
I tell him, Joe got more sense than some of you educated. I says, one thing Joe got sense enough to do, he got sense enough to take care of his family. I says, plenty of men call this, they've got plenty of sense. He ain't got sense enough to take care of Sam. He don't know it's his duty to take care of Sam. All he know is just get by. So I said, Joe ain't like that. I said, Joe will buy his groceries. I said, Joe will take care of his church. He pays whatever they paying Joe Taylor Pacey better than his brother. Now you see Will Taylor around that where we went, that's Joe's brother.
Oh, I was going to ask you. Preacher Taylor's?
Preacher Taylor is Joe Taylor's brother.
Oh.
But they don't have much dealing with one another. Preacher Taylor is the cause of it. Preacher Taylor thinks he got more sense than Joe. He thinks Joe ought to just obey him and abide by what he say and do what he said do. Well, Joe won't do it. Well, that throws him off from him, you see. Well, if Joe can take care of himself and he can do it, well, I don't think Taylor ought to bother him. Now, when Joe put in for his Social Security money, they tell me, I didn't go with him, but they tell me, Will Taylor, he goes up to the board and tells them to don't let Joe have no money.
Really?
When the check come out, send it to him, send it in his name. They told him he couldn't do it unless Joe said do it. And said rightly, he'll be made out to Joe, and Joe will have to get his own check. And if he wants you to have it, why then he give it to you, not me.
Oh, yeah.
That fixed that. All right. Joe had to go back up there or something. So they told him Will had been there and what he said and what was his plans and things. And Joe told him, said, don't give him my check. Give me my check and get him here. So I don't want his and I don't want him to have mine. So I want my own check. So Joe gets his own check. Every month, he bring it out to Mr. Woods, and Mr. Woods cash it for him. And Mr. Woods shows him just what, you know, just like he buys his groceries there. Lots of it, some of it he get in Gainesville. If you get a chance to go to Gainesville, he buys some up there. But mostly it's bought right down there. Anything he don't understand, he don't go to Will to find out. He go to Fred.
Yeah.
To find out. What he getting on all right too. He get two checks. He get his Social Security check. And I think he get a check from the welfare.
Yeah.
So the gives his children's so much. And his wife so much. Well, the claim ain't none of them got real good sense. His wife, she don't do nothing but sit there in that house. She don't visit nobody.
Is that right?
She just don't associate with nobody but just herself, husband, and them two girls.
And they were all just standing in the door.
But now Joe and them two girls, they go to church every Sunday. She don't go to church nay Sunday. I've seen her church twice since she been here.
Down to your church?
Yes, down to my church twice. She's staying there. The other thing he got sense enough to take care of them children. He ain't gonna let nobody run over him or nothing. If somebody says something to him, if he think they shouldn't have said, he'll go see him.
Yeah.
He don't care.
You've known him a long time, haven't you?
Yes, sir. Ever since Rick Lassie come here. And I don't know how many years they've been here, but I was here a long time before they come.
Yeah.
Well, you see, his brother, he brought him here. He went up there, went back up there and brought him here. Well, they first stayed around there where he stayed for a while. Well, after Joe got acquainted by being in and out with folks, well, then he went looking out for himself. Taylor didn't have to vouch for him to do it for himself.
Yeah.
Joe went off one time I think they didn't know where he was for about 2 days and nights. He was working down there at the Orange Bowl then. Well, they said this and they said that he might be done tried to go back to Georgia and got lost. I said, no, he didn't. I said, he's right where he want to be. I said, he's all right. I said, if anything was to happen to him, I said, everybody know Taylor. I said, they would know the time. I said, Joe off somewhere tending to his business. I think must have been gone about 3 or 4 days. One morning he come walking on up to his house. Taylor wanna know where had he been, where in the world you been. Had folks all worried about you, thinking you done got lost. And Joe told him, don't nobody have to worry about me, I'm a man. I can take care of myself.
So they never did find out where
he was. They never knew where he was. Nobody have to worry about me. I can take care of myself. I'm a man.
Now that's way back there.
That must have been about 2-3 years ago.
Right. Joe Taylor. Well, now that's curious. You see, I've known Taylor, Preacher Taylor.
You know Preacher Taylor.
Yeah. But I never did know Joe.
Well, I guess you know Preacher before Joe ever come here. You see, Preacher Taylor was here years and years before he went up there and got Joe.
Oh, was he?
Yes. Joe ain't been here more than about 4 or 5 years.
Oh, is that all?
That's all. He been here long. Joe come here since I've been over here.
Oh, has he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not, he's not an old timer.
Hmm?
Either he hadn't, he don't know much about the place.
No. He walk anywhere he won't go. If he take a notion to go to Gainesville and he can't, don't see nobody take it, he don't look much. Put his foot in the road and walk on.
Oh, does he?
That's right. Maybe
somebody
be going that way sometime. Catch up with him, pick him up.
Well,
ride him on in.
Anybody would pick up somebody new, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I probably recognize him.
If you were to see him.
I don't know all their names.
I don't know where he was going this morning. We met him. Of course, he is just leaving his house. He might have been just going up to the store.
Mm-hmm. Who is Odessa?
Now, all I know about Odessa, that's Henry Scott's sister.
Yes. Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of them South Carolina people.
That's Henry Scott's sister. That's all I know. But somebody said she had been married. But she married, if she's been married, she's married before she come here. She ain't brought no husband here. When she come here, she come to her mom, Daisy Scott. That was her mother. And that's where she stayed until she found her house of her own. And she went in her house, her and her 2 children.
Oh.
Now that's where you used to stay. You used to go.
Where?
Where Odessa lives.
Yes, ma'am. That's where I used to go. But I didn't know nothing about Odessa in them days.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where the Dean girls live?
That's where the Deans lived.
The Deans?
Yeah, your friend.
You know, you
just Alice.
Yeah.
16. Yeah. She didn't have a husband. She was a widow. She didn't have, didn't nobody live there for a long time, but just her and a guard. And the guard was paralyzed. Although she couldn't sit up, she couldn't do nothing. She's just an invalid. Well, that's always there. Until Hubbard Hale's grandmother died. But when she died, then Hubbard went there and lived with Alice. Till he grew up and married.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
She stayed there with Alice till he grew up and married.
Well, now, Hubbard is a pretty straightforward fella.
Yeah. Now, Hubbard, you see, he married Alf Snorty's daughter. Ida Mae Snorty.
Yeah.
That's who Hubbard married. Well, she didn't want him. She didn't want to come up here to live. You see, if she would have come up here, now, the house Susanna in, that's Hubbard's grandmother's house. Susanna's mother's house.
Oh, and that's next to Odessa's?
That's right.
That's right.
Now that's one that's got that pretty little porch and everything on it.
Pretty little porch?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Susanna's.
Yeah. She, now you see, if that house and all that place there where Susanna lived, that belongs to Hubbard.
Oh.
That's his. He just let Susanna live there. Cause he got somewhere to live.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Hubbard's.
Yes, I know.
His grandmother deeded it to him.
Now what, how does Susanna fit in that?
How does Susanna fit in that? Well, you see, Lizzie, she, that was her mother.
Yeah. Well.
And she stayed there. Lizzie lived there till she died. But you see, Lizzie, she was Alice's sister.
Oh, that's it.
Mm-hmm. That was two sisters lived there.
Oh.
Here's Lizzie's house right down here, and here's Alice's house right up here. Well, at that time, when I knew them and met them, I don't know where Susanna was. She was grown and gone somewhere. She married a man, a Brown. But he got sick, and he died there where Susanna stayed. But Lizzie, her mother, she had been dead. Her mother was a Jackson, Lizzie Jackson. But she had been dead a long time. Then Susanna, she come here to live after her mother died. I don't know just why she did. But her and Herbert got together and made some kind of arrangements or another that Susanna would stay in the house. I think after Lizzie died there, I think Hubbard was scared to stay there. So he went to Alice and stayed. And Susanna stayed there. Susanna left her, yeah. So her and her husband stayed there.
He was there too.
Who? Susanna's husband?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't nobody there but just him and her.
Yeah.
After she went there, just them two went there to stay. So they stayed there a long time, and he got sick, and he died there. He had a good joke on Hubbard. He said, well, if all of them can die at once. So, but Hubbard will never live in that house. They keep a dying out of it, he ain't gonna live in it. Because he's scared of it.
I don't blame him, do you?
Huh? Well, Mr. My, what can the dead do?
Well, not so much what they can do as what Herbert thinks they can do.
Yeah, I'm telling you, when you're dead, you're done.
There
ain't much to you now living. And when you die, there ain't nothing to you.
But, you know, it just reminds him all the time of those things.
The thing to do, don't think about it. Find something else to think about and something else to do.
Yeah. Well, now, who was Herbert's mother?
I didn't know his mother.
I see. So his grandmother raised him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went over there with, was Alice Dean his aunt?
Huh? Yeah, she was.
Well, now that makes Herbert, he belongs here, don't he?
Yes, he's been here all his life.
Yes, and then his people before him.
Mm-hmm. Been here all his life. And he worked for the Richardson off known. Yeah, he used to work for him when he was a child. His grandmother would pick peas and beans and gather stuff and work stuff, whole stuff.
Oh.
Like that. So when he growed up a man, you know, then he was doing a man's work. You see, Hubbard, he was raised out there on Richardson Farm, just about.
Yeah.
He stayed there, I think, until last year. He left.
Oh, he not working with him?
No, sir. He's not with him.
And he's not living down there now?
No. He ain't never lived down in there.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Well, has he left this community?
I don't know where Herbert's working at.
Oh, you don't know?
Mm-mm. I don't know where he's working. I don't know what he's doing.
And you don't run into him any?
Nope. I don't run into him since he left the Richardsons. I don't see him.
Well, I'm glad. You know, it comes to me, I hadn't run into him for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
I used to see him all the time, you know, off and on. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Now, Miss Daisy, the house Alice Dean lived in, and Odessa is in now, doesn't face the road like the others. It is right in front of it. That's the end of that area that the Richardsons.
Right at the end of that. That on this side, that old big tree.
Yeah.
It ends up in there somewhere.
I see. That's why that house is different, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And in between each one of the houses, there's
enough ground for your garden. There's enough between Alice's house and the other Richardson house for your garden.
Yeah.
Well, now back of Alice Dean's house,
That belonged to her and her sister.
Yeah.
All that back there belonged to her and her sister.
Alice
Dean? Yeah.
Oh. Where the trailers are now?
Tell me where the trailers are?
Uh-huh.
No, she didn't go there. For,
yeah.
I'm talking back at Odessa's house.
Yeah. Well, now back of where the trailers are, who owned that?
Tell me on this side. Well, Susanna's.
No,
you see,
where the trailers are.
You're talking about who owns where the trailers
uh-huh.
are? I don't know the man that bought that.
Oh, is that on past or
yes. Well, you told
on
me.
On down the road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We went on down there. You told me the name of the person who lived back there in that old house.
In that old house? That was Mamie Kelly's
yes.
place.
That's right.
Back there.
Now that sounds familiar, Mamie Kelly.
Uh-huh. It did to me too, that's why I wanted.
Well, it looked like y'all ought to know she'd have to come to the store all the time.
Yeah.
You know, her husband died some years ago. Preacher Kelly. He was a preacher.
Oh.
But he died. And Mamie stayed there until the year before last. You didn't see her house. You see, her house was on the other side of the trail.
Can't get back there. There's no road.
Yeah.
Is it? Well, we should have gone.
You see that little gate there?
Oh, we have.
I see.
Yeah.
Somebody's done put a little fence across there.
Yeah.
Used to didn't be no fence there.
That's,
I don't know whether it was the man that bought this lot back here or not. You see, folks never knows what they can do or who will do for them. You see, Mamie, she didn't die in this house. She died in the hospital, I think.
Mm-hmm.
In Ocala, I think now. I know she didn't die there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, her niece is our preacher's wife. Mamie's niece. They lays home once or twice a month. So the last time she was up here, I asked her, was anybody living in Mamie's house? She said, no, not yet. Said, my nephew spoke about living in it. He wants to live in it. And I went and talked with the welfare about it and asked them about it. And said, she told me this. Yes, it'd be all right for him to live there until the government decided what they would do with it. Then it would have to go back to the welfare. I said, oh. I said, you can't sell it? She said, no. So you can't sell it. So she told me he could stay there until the government decided what they wanted to do about it. I said, that's the way. If anybody get it, that's the way they get it. She said, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think nobody got it yet.
And you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know it. Did you?
No.
No, I didn't know it.
I didn't think the government ever had, or welfare ever had any property.
Oh. No.
Well, that's a pretty big house.
It's a big house, and it's a nice house.
Oh, is it?
And it's well fixed. She got a pump. She got an electric pump.
Yeah.
And I think she, when I was there, it looked like a new stove. The house is furnished. Stove, everything she needed. And when I was there, it was clean as a pin.
Yeah.
She kept it like that when she was there. But she been out it so long till I don't know what's there.
Yeah.
I don't know what's left.
Somebody ought to be there.
Somebody ought to be there.
Yeah, just keep the house up.
Keep the house up.
Well, Miss Daisy, you said that whole area flooded sometimes.
It do. But they living back there.
Mm-hmm.
I said I wouldn't want a home back there. Cause them ponds, you see, there's a pond right on this side of that trailer that's sitting down there. Mm-hmm. Well, it comes up into your house, y'all. Well, now, this trailer back here, it's kind of up on a hill. Mm-hmm. I don't think the water will get him there unless it rain a lot. But that water comes all the way most from Susanna's house, clean back to that river. You know, I've seen it when it rained like that. I've seen it when you couldn't get out that place. You know, we just go out to the railroad and go up the railroad. But that's when Alan Taylor lived there. That's been a long time. That was before James Sawyer's father died.
Alan Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
He no kin to Preacher Taylor.
No, sir. He no kin to Preacher Taylor. That's a different set.
Different set. But now you remember Alan Taylor?
Yes, sir. I remember Alan Taylor. Well, Alan Taylor, he come from Carolina. I don't know where to North Carolina, South Carolina, but he was a Canadian. His dad.
He lived there
after his daddy died. The place belonged to Alan's daddy. But after his daddy died, it belonged to Alan.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, Alan decided he didn't want to stay there. He wanted to sell it. So to tell me, well, Alan was already in New York. He was living up there.
Oh.
And the place was down there. So I think Mr. Mark hope Alan get rid of it. So Reverend Kelly, he decided he wanted it. And I don't think it cost him but $100. I think that's all Alan wanted for it.
Yeah.
$100. He wasn't going to stay there no more. And he just wanted a little somebody to say he sold it.
Yeah.
Couldn't say give it away. He sold it.
Yeah.
And I think he sold it for $100. Well, they have a little spot there for the house. If it was dry like it's been, you could have a garden there. A woman. But if it come a rainy spell, it'll baptize everything you had there. You wouldn't have nothing.
It's so pretty, guys, back there where the trailers are.
Mm-hmm.
Those two trailers and the big house.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dead end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of cleaned up around there.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And that's sure different from the other houses.
That's right. Now the man, this trailer on this side, this trailer up here, the man that bought that, to tell me he drove a bulldozer and he rooted up them trees himself and cleaned up his place. Himself.
Yeah.
And then he bought it. You see, after Pauline and John had to move from up there to Jake's house, well, this man, John, he didn't have money enough to pay for it somewhere. But this man, he was kind enough to help him. John's mother helped him get his trailer. That's his trailer down there where that truck was. John something, I don't know what it is. But he bought that.
And his mama helped him.
His mama helped his mother's in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
But she comes down here oftentimes to see him and see about him and them children.
Oh.
She comes down here and stays weeks and 2 weeks at a time.
Yeah. Well, now she gets along pretty well up there?
Oh, yeah, she gets along pretty well.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask my son, is that all the child she got? I don't answer nothing about nobody but him.
Uh-huh.
But now that all that growth comes right up to those houses.
Yeah.
Not anybody cleans the houses around the yard.
No. Down in there is the cleanest place. And round the Taylor's place.
Yeah.
But now, Preacher Taylor's house.
It's just one side of that. The side Taylor owns is clean. But the side his daughter owns, you notice it wasn't clean?
Yeah. You know, this growth will come back fast if you don't keep after it, won't it?
Oh, yes, it do. Yes, sir, it do.
And these trees, they grow so fast.
Don't they grow fast?
And once, you see, you don't have wood fires much now, and people don't have to chop wood,
mm-hmm.
and they just let them trees grow, Miss
Grady. I see somebody fixing up this spot over there, Lord. I see some high bushes out there. I just wonder, why don't they cut them down?
Yeah.
By time, whatever they put there, make them bushes will be done gone.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want them in my field like that, in the middle of my field like that.
No. They just go around them.
They just go around them.
You know, there's nothing like just a little, now that little place over there where that old chimney was,
mm-hmm.
there's just enough rock left there that you can't mow it.
Mm-hmm.
And something is always growing up there. And if you don't watch it.
Come on, that old house was used to be out there.
Yeah, you remember?
And I had forgot about that old house.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am. A woman used to live in that house named Alice Williams. I used to go to that old house plenty of times. We'd come from this way, from Mr. Rob's place down to there.
Alice Williams.
Oh, she's been dead a long time. But, you know, I had forgot that old house. Now, sitting on my porch the other day, looking over, I said, I'm going to ask Miss Miles, is that old house still over there?
The only houses, the old houses I know that are still here are over there back of the Collins house. You got a barn, a shed back there,
uh-huh.
in good shape.
Uh-huh.
And then the last time I saw it, the house was still in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had kept the roof on it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what's happening is this fellow over there just taking them down just for the lumber. Nobody wants them.
Mm-hmm.
You know that stable, and it has sheds all around it,
mm-hmm.
and a little loft up there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's awfully small. It was such a small thing, a place for the horses.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little loft up there, I guess, to put the hay out. They always put the hay up where they have to lift it, didn't they? And all the way around it, I used to mow it out over there for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I mowed it several times over there.
Oh, yeah.
And it was too good to just let it go for boards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they could have, you know, made a good storage place of it. I guess they didn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Williams, what's her name? Who lived over here?
Who?
Who lived in the house over here?
Alice Williams.
What kind of house was it, Miss Daisy?
It was just a little old house. It was a nice little old house. It wasn't painted and nothing, but it was good when she stayed in it.
Sure.
It had a little porch there. Me and her sit out on that little porch, talk, have a big time.
Yeah.
What did she do?
She washed a clean house. I don't remember her cooking for nobody. She used to work for Miss Anna all the time.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Alice Williams.
Alice Williams used to work for Miss Anna all the time.
Well, now, did she live here all the time?
Who?
Alice.
Alice? I don't know. She was here when I found her.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And the last track you had of her, she's still living there.
She was living here. So she left here and went visiting somewhere. I remember that once. But she wasn't in that house then. She had to move away from on this side, over there, across the highway from Midway. It used to be a little house there, right back of Rogers Mall. Wasn't no bar there then. Wasn't no bars here.
Yeah.
So it used to be a house there. Well, at that time, Alice worked for Miss Smith that lived over there. Mr. Lon Smith's brother, George.
Miss Daisy, you knew a lot of nice people back there, didn't you?
Oh, yes, sir. They were nice. His wife, Mr. Smith's wife, she was named Florence. And Alice used to work for her. So, well.
Now, was Alice like Frances Presley? Could she talk?
Mm-mm. Different. Too much different than Alice and Frances. Alice didn't know what Frances knew.
She didn't talk much.
No, not much as Frances, and you didn't find many that did. Could talk much as Frances. Frances could talk all day long and didn't stop.
Well, how would you listen to all that so long, Miss Avery?
Well, the most of the time, you see, she'd be talking, we'd be in the field.
Yeah.
Out there in the field. Now, when we wasn't in the field, sometimes we'd be in the moss woods.
Yeah.
But not often. We was in the moss woods together. Frances gave her moss back this way after I moved from up there down here. Well, then I'd do my moss gathering down here. On this side.
But now, when you all was there together, she was talking all the time.
Talking all the time.
Well, now, how did you...
Well, I had to listen to her, Mr. Mars, or Dad. I had to listen to her.
Well, when you got home at night, you had a head full, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Plenty.
Yeah.
To last me another day.
But it was all
interesting. I enjoyed being with Frances. And then after I'd leave, I'd have something to think about.
Yeah.
To make me happy, laugh every once in a while.
She had a light touch.
Uh-huh.
Like Miss Mary?
Mary? Oh, yes, you see her and Mary. They were good buddies. They were good friends.
Both of them had a light touch.
Mm-hmm.
And they could laugh.
That's right. But, you know, I don't know. And Frances, she got a bunch of children. They's all scattered. I don't know where none of them.
Yeah.
I don't know where none of her children.
Well, where did they get that light touch, Miss Daisy?
Hmm? Get that nice what?
Where did Frances and Miss Mary get that light touch where they can laugh?
I don't know now. I don't know nothing about that.
Always sort of happy.
Yes, right. When I met them like that. They had it with them. So where they got it from, I couldn't tell you.
And they kept it all along?
All along. From the time I met them until... No, they had it. Frances died with her. and Mary still got hers.
And it's unusual. You don't know anybody else who's got it.
That's like them.
Well, now, how do you get along, Miss Daisy, without something like that? Everybody appears sort of heavy to you.
Well, you know, nothing stays. You don't keep nothing all the time. You got to learn to do without it sometimes. Use it when you can, and when you can't, learn to use something else. So that's the way you have to do Francis and Mary. We couldn't stay together all the time. I couldn't listen at that all the time. I'd have support from them. Well, while some gone from me, I'm got to have something else to keep me company and entertain.
Well, now look, Miss Mary and Francis, neither one of them, they never put things over on you, you see, like Dora
no.
and her family do. Every time you go up there, you feel a sort of a burden on you.
Mm-hmm. But not with Mary and Francis.
Yeah.
You feel light and happy.
Yeah. And that makes you feel light and happy.
That's right.
When they do. Now, Miss Mary is always ready for a joke or a play a game.
All the time.
Get into something. Was Francis like that?
All the time. Now, what Frances be telling you, she wasn't telling it for a joke, but it was a joke to me. Because some of that stuff Frances would tell me, I didn't believe it. But it could have been true.
Such as.
But look like when you talk so much and so sturdy and you don't stop to think, to get nothing together, look like to me you're going to make a mistake. Somewhere.
Well, she that didn't bother her.
No, it didn't bother her.
Yeah. Well, now, what do you remember about the thing she said, the way you was doubtful about it all the time, Miss Daisy?
Hmm? What me and her talked about all the time?
Well, was it something that you remember that she said that you were sort of thought was you were doubtful about?
Oh, yeah.
Could you think of something?
I could think of that sometime.
Well,
Francis talked so much the last car, I didn't try to keep up with it all.
Yeah.
I didn't try to remember everything Francis said.
But I tell you, that frying pan must have been true.
It might have been. She said it was.
What was that, Tessie? I've forgotten that.
Said her and Joe was into it one time. Joe was her husband and said his mother would always come to help him out. So I guess they must have lived pretty close together. But she said this morning they was into it, her and Joe. Said his mother heard him. Said she hollered, "Hold her, Joe, till I get there. And I'll take care of her." Said her and Joe was in. The old lady got to the doorstep, said she rested on stone, got the frying pan. Said, "Come on in here, if I'll give you hell with this frying pan." Said, "That's what I'll do. You put your foot in that dough, I'm going to beat hell out of you with this frying pan, you hear me?" She said, "She didn't come in, Dave." I said, "She didn't come in?" "No, she better not have it. If she's come in there, they're going to drag her out." I said, "If you kill her in there, you got to get out."
Well, now, look, Miss Daisy, you weren't there.
No, I wasn't there.
And this is Francis telling you. She's reporting
yes,
to you.
Francis is telling, and she's telling it for the truth.
And she'd bring it to life, wouldn't she?
That's right.
That's right.
She was telling it for the truth. Well, it might have been true since they was of that type to fight and fuss and go on. Francis said that would happen every Monday morning.
Every Monday morning.
With some of them, they go to church Sunday, spend the day at church on Sunday. She said Monday morning it was from house to house. You see two here, trying to get something straight. Two over there, trying to get something straight. Every Monday morning. Did they be fussing around? I said, well, y'all didn't know you went to church Sunday. She said, oh, yes, Sunday was over. It's Monday now.
Now, you'd see two here trying to get something straight. Now, how was that, Miss Daisy?
I don't know. I don't know what they would be trying to straighten.
Or something they'd been doing.
Something they'd been doing to one another. Somebody said they'd done it or something like that. Well, I never did follow up that kind of stuff.
Never did?
Never did.
You didn't like that?
Never will. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, now, somebody could come and tell me, well, Daisy, Bessie said so-and-so about you. I didn't think she'd do that.
Yeah.
Well, now, I've got better sense. And to go get at Bessie about it, what you say she said. Because Bessie, she got her mouth, her tongue and teeth. She use it like she want. She say what she please out of her mouth. Well, I ain't got nothing to do with what she say.
Well, now, you see, Francis could just lay off all those things that happened.
Uh-huh,
and it made you feel like you had been there.
That's right.
Now, Miss Mary do that too?
No, I never had nothing of Mary like that. Not like I had Francis, no
well,
fussing.
I don't mean the fussing, but I mean just reporting to you on what had gone on.
Oh, no.
She could tell you. She could talk to you and tell you what had happened.
Yeah.
I don't mean the fussing. I mean,
but
she just tell you what happened.
You know what she'd tell me happened? It was something happened to her around her place.
Yeah.
Or something worth listening to.
But she could tell you.
She could tell
me.
Yeah. She could tell me. Well, I'll pay attention to that.
Yeah.
What she telling?
Well.
But just like somebody said, someone, so and so.
But now she
you
could,
say what you want.
She could tell you about that fish pond they had over there.
That's right. Now that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's worth talking about, that fish pond.
Yeah.
Because there's some good fish in there then.
And it's worth talking about.
Worth talking about. Well, I reckon I better get up to my house and see what that old man doing. You know, it's been waiting there a time. Got to pray since we have to ride all over the country. I don't have long to stay in the house and talk.
Well, y'all just see the country. That's nice, Miss Daisy.
Now, this is the end of Channel 1 Right, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday, the 14th, Wednesday morning, the 14th of July, 71. This is the end of Channel 1 Right, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 14th of July, 1971. The end of Channel 1 Right, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 14th of July, 1971. Channel 1 Right. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 14th of July, 71.